Okay, 7:06.
Okay, let's bring this meeting to order here. The Moapa Town Advisory Board. 1340 East Highway 168, Moapa, Nevada. April 28, 2026, 7 p.m.
Mr. Jensen. Mr. Jensen, would you say the invocation, please?
Our Father in heaven, we are grateful to thee most sincerely for the goodness we enjoy in our community. We're thankful for those who serve in capacities of leadership and for their sacrifice in their service. May this meeting be under thy direction and care. May we be respectful and helpful to each other in accomplishing good works. We humbly ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Then the pledge. Then the pledge.
Roll call.
You can do that first if you want. Okay. Roll call.
Jake Ortiz.
Lola Egan.
Mike Abbott.
Judy Metz, Secretary. And then we'll do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. For public comment, this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. In case you are unable to stay for the item, no discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board, council about these items within the jurisdiction, but not appear on the agenda, you must wait until the comment section period at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium or the front here and clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for our records. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length beyond 3 minutes, we can do that.
Okay. Any comments? Okay, go on.
Okay, let's approve the, we have a motion for approval on the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes for March 31st, 2026.
Seconded.
Take a vote.
Let's take a vote. Aye.
Aye.
Eyes have it. Approval of the agenda for April 28th, 2026. Do we have a motion or
make motion for approval?
I second.
Let's have aye.
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 Okay. Information the representative from the Clark County Department of Environmental and Sustainability will share some information with us.
Awesome. Well, hi, everybody. Oh, okay, am I stand up here?
Sure.
Yeah.
I just want to say before I begin, I've been to a lot of the town advisory board meetings, and this is the only one that has been vocational, so I thought that was really great and special. So thank you. My name is Olivia Burns. I'm an environmental specialist with Clark County's Department of Environment and Sustainability. I do have some extra printed presentations in the back as well. So I'll just tell you a little bit why about I'm here today and a little bit about our department and all of our programs that we have. So All In Clark County is the county sustainability and climate action program. It was adopted by the county commissioners in 2023. In 2019, they basically told our department, which was air quality at the time, that they needed a sustainability office and we needed a plan for county operations and for the community as well. So now we have two plans. One's focused on internal operations and one's focused on the community as a whole. So I'll tell you a little bit about how you could get involved and what that means for you. And I'm going to all the rural and outlying areas and presenting to their town boards just so you guys have an overview of information about our programs. We have a team of ambassadors who go to community events and they do presentations at schools. So if that was something that you guys would be interested in, or if you have any like resource fairs or anything that we could come out and table at, prevent like informational vendors, we'd love to come back. Why this is important is we do face four major climate hazards in Clark County. So extreme heat, Vegas is the second fastest warming in the city behind Reno. We have over 30 days a year going to be expected above 106 degrees Fahrenheit by mid-century. Flooding is getting more increased, flash flood events as well. 100% of Clark County is in extreme drought conditions. Lake Mead's at its lowest capacity in history. And this year, we're actually going to see the least amount of snowfall and water from the Colorado River and the mountains. And wildfires, we do have wildfires occurring here in Clark County. But most of this, the air quality impacts come from neighboring states like Arizona and California. When they have wildfires, we see that smoke impacts affecting our air quality here. In the presentation, we have some definitions. So a sustainable Clark County balances resource efficiency, social well-being, and environmental stewardship while equitably meeting the needs of our economy. And a resilient Clark County supports residents, businesses, and visitors to be healthy, successful, and adapted to these changing climate conditions. Our community plan has six key focus areas: energy, transportation, waste, water, resiliency, and buildings and development. I'm just going to talk now about our priorities for the next few years till 2030, which is just right around the corner, when we start implementing our plan. So we started implementing our plan in 2023. So we have a regional climate collaborative. So these are five incorporated cities. So City of Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Boulder City, Mesquite, and Henderson have this agreement to help the five cities share resources, apply for grants together, so it's a stronger application, and coordinate strategies as well. And they identified that this year is to go out into rural and outlying areas and be more involved with our communities, as I said, to be invited back and go to some events and everything like that. Another focus is our resilience and heat mitigation program. So this is what we call Stay Cool Clark County, and this helps with cooling centers. So the Las Vegas Library Water District, Las Vegas Libraries District, they're all designated as a cooling station. So if someone doesn't have cooling resources at the home, they're able to go to these libraries or cooling stations to cool off in the heat, and they can't be turned away for whatever reason. And then their staff is trained to identify if they're having any heat-related illnesses and then get the medical support that they need. Another fun program in this initiative is our community canopy, which is a tree giveaway program. So we give out 4,500 trees a year. We split in half, usually in the spring and some in the fall, and we just open this to rural areas as well, and they're direct mail. So you could go on our website, when these the trees open or available, you type in your address, it shows you where you could plant the tree for the, so when it grows, to shade your house the best it can, and then you pick a tree. It's all desert adaptive or native plants, all approved by the Water District. Right now we have mesquite, palo verde, pomegranate, peach. And so it's very exciting because this program used to only be in those five cities, but now we've extended it this year. So in the fall time, you'll be able to get a tree direct mail to your house all for free. You just have to plant it. And then moving on to, we have our Clean Cities Coalition, which is focused on alternative fuels. So the Department of Energy Usually a sustainability office within the counties are designated to go into this coalition and promote 7 clean fuels that they deem. So electric is one of them. And so we do a variety of different educational events relating to electric vehicles. We call them ride and drive events where we invite local dealerships out. People can test drive the vehicles in a no sales, no pressure environment so they can learn about EVs and how to drive them. And we also host a lot of public and active transportation events, so how to ride the bus, ride a bike, mend your bike, fix your bike, stuff like that. So they're a lot of fun as well. So if you wanted to see something like that in your community, we could definitely bring our team out and do something like that for you guys. Outreach and education. So we have an entire outreach team, like I mentioned, that we come back and we could table at an event. We could present to schools. I just presented yesterday to a second grade class for Career Week. It was a lot of fun. We have our monthly webinar series as well. So these are free webinars that are virtual on our website. You can learn about all sorts of sustainability topics. We have them once a month, and then sometimes we have like pop-up webinars as well. So we have a survey out. I left some flyers in the back as well, just if you guys wanted to take it to let our department know if you have any concerns relating to like severe weather changes, if environmental shifts impacted any local businesses, if you want any more techniques to adopt your business to be more resilient or your household as well. So like I mentioned, the flash floods, drought. If you see any top opportunities for clean energy or electric vehicle infrastructure in your community, or if you want any type of training or educational support, whether it be you or students, we could definitely come out and do that as well. So here's the survey flyer. Again, it's in the back. And it only takes a few minutes, and then we're doing $50 raffle gift cards, 4 of them. So you guys have a pretty good chance on getting one. But that's all I have today. We have our website, allinclarkcounty.com, and our social media. I'll be here to answer any questions. I'll take questions now. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see if anybody has questions.
Does anybody have any questions?
What's the website for the free trees?
Yes, it's going to be allinclarkcounty.com, and then it'll say a community canopy. And you click that, and then you just type in your address. Yeah, but it won't open till the spring once, so yeah. You will have to get in the fall. So it usually opens probably like September time. Mm-hmm. And then we have a newsletter that you could sign up for, so you can get alerted when those trees are available for reservation, because they go pretty quick.
This environmental and sustainability plan and program that you say was adopted in 2023. Does it have any key indicators that you use to measure success and progress of accomplishing the plan?
Yes, so really depends on the action. Like I said, we go from waste, transportation to energy. And on our website, you could actually go to each action and it'll have like a scale and you can see where we're at. I could give you some examples if you like. So like one of our items is to expand the tree coverage in Clark County. So we have that tree giveaway program. So now you could slide the scale a little bit. For one of our waste actions, one we haven't started was we're trying to get a county-wide waste audit so we could learn where the waste is, like what are we being most wasteful at and how to divert that waste. But right now it's very hard to get environmentally focused grants with the current president administration. They don't have, the EPA doesn't have any like waste or environment grants, so we don't have the county funds to do something like a waste audit.
Okay, so do you issue periodic reports on that progress, and is that available on your website?
We are working on the launch of the report right now, so it's every 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so it should be out next year.
She did leave a few of her cards back there so that if after we're done you have things that you want to ask her about, you'll be able to contact her.
Very good.
Awesome.
Any other questions? Okay, we'll move on to planning and zoning then. We have 5/20/26, BBC, WS 260191, Levitt, Heidi Lewis, and Lane Joseph, a waiver for development standards to waive off-site improvements in conjunction with a proper minor subdivision plan on 15.06 acres in commercial, in a commercial general zone and generally located south of Barlow Avenue and east of Rocks Road within Moapa.
Is there anybody here to speak on that?
I am.
You could come forward and give us your name and spell the last one.
My name's Lane Levitt.
I got the Levitt.
Yep. I live at 1585 East Barlow. And my wife Heidi is here.
She gonna let you do the talking?
I tried to get her to talk, but she wouldn't do it.
We find that a lot.
Yeah.
There's some distension about who's gonna do it.
Here's a map and this of course a a Google map of.
May I get one of those to put with the presentation?
Yes.
That way we can show them what we were showing.
Yeah. And the first page is just a map of everything. But first of all, thank you guys for the opportunity to be here. I bought this property 4.5 years ago. We moved down with the intent of kind of breaking it up to help cover some of the costs. But as we're going forward and seeing the stipulations and stuff. But anyway, as we're here, it's already zoned general commercial on the back of parallels. As you can see on the map, it parallels 168. We're trying to break our house off into 3.3 acres and then another residential lot along Barlow. The county has the planning. The first waiver was to relocate rocks and give up a 25-foot easement on my parcel to relocate rocks. That was giving in, I've got email threads through the county and planning that it was given by mistake. It shouldn't have been added to the planning. As it says in
technically you don't run very much along Barlow. I don't
know. No, and actually in right or wrong rocks, 90% of rocks is NDOT right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just right at the corner of Barlow.
Where is rock?
They have Sandy as on Google Maps.
Section, yeah.
Mm-hmm. On Google Maps it has Sandy on there that I copied off Google Maps. But
that's rocks.
But that's rocks. Sandy, I should have crossed it out.
That threw me when I saw that.
Yeah, that was kind of confusing to me too. And so that was the first waiver. And the email chain through the planning department, they've kind of waived that themselves, that it was sent in, wasn't sent correctly. And then the second waiver that I'm asking for is they're requesting a full street improvements on Rocks and Barlow and partial pavement, curb, gutter, gutter, everything.
Yeah.
And down Barlow, Rocks and Barlow. I could understand if we were developing it. But we're just asking for just to subdivide it. They call it a mini subdivision for legal terms. But it's just basically three lots, including our house.
Lot three going to remain commercial? Or
the lot three will remain commercial. The 8.4 acres of CG, general commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And that was zoned clear back in the early 90s.
So, and that lot two is just going to be a single residential?
Just a residential lot, not changing zoning.
Not designed to break it down to anything else than what it is right there.
Yeah.
this is going to remain one piece here. Is there a reason why you don't want to break that into smaller commercial lots?
As of right now, maybe later down the road, but as of right now, we're just trying to get our house off it and leaving that one. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then...
Does the county not know that they just paid Barlow?
No.
They don't. They don't. They actually sent me an email telling me I had to rip that up because it was paved without a permit.
They paved it, exactly.
Yeah. And sold it. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just was a little confused on that one because I thought it was paved, but I actually broke down it today just
yeah,
to
it's
sure
really
it
nice.
Really
it's really nice. But anyway, yeah.
Okay.
And so they actually sent an email saying that I needed to tear it up, remove it because it was done without a permit. And so they, anyway, we're 2 years getting to this point. But that's what I'm here for, is to ask for the waiver of the full street improvements. And not, if we were coming in and building development, we're more than happy to do the improvements. But as of right now, it's just staying what it is.
Just staying raw land, you're just subdividing
it. Just subdividing it, that's it, just raw land. On the back page, I have a question on that. On the back page that I gave you, for the county, Title 30, and the Title 30 is a landscape plan. And so I got an email, my engineer got an email 2 weeks ago on Thursday night saying that we had to do a full landscape development. One person at planning told us that we could defer the landscaping. And the landscaping is a 10-foot wide easement along 168, along Rocks, and along Barlow in front of my house. They're asking for 90 plus trees and 4 shrubs per tree. A waiver would be $1,000 a tree to waive it completely. So I had to hurry up, pay the engineer to get a landscape plan drawn up on overtime to submit this in the 24 hours that the county was making me get. If I didn't have it in two of them in 24 hours, then they were going to kick me back another 6 weeks. And then I get another one. We do it along 168. We do it along Rocks. Submit that. The same thing. Thursday afternoon, we get another email. They're extending it down Barlow, even in front of my house, down residential. And tell me where a landscape 10-foot easement on residential with a tree every 40 feet and 4 shrubs. I mean, we just talked about water conservation. But anyway, in Title 30 on the back page on the printed place, I highlighted it. And it says that the landscape could possibly be waived until future development. I just want clarification on that, because
clarification from us or from the county?
Well,
in general,
yeah.
So is there a power easement on the frontage? Of
there is with the power line. Yeah.
And that.
For me, the county works with zero common sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you are, and I'll say it this way, if you're being
trees,
truthful with us, this is not being divided to
in front of the.
Yeah.
If you're dividing this, just to leave it as raw land, there's absolutely no reason for any of these improvements to be made.
Right.
All waivers should be given.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, again, if it's deferred, because down the line you change your mind and you want to do it.
Yeah.
That's going to be something you have to come back for later.
And that's 100% understandable development.
But to me, there's zero out there that should not approve you to get the waivers. Why?
Right.
Why should we go through all of this? All you're trying to do is subdivide your property.
That's it.
Leave me alone. Road's fine. It hasn't had a gutter in how long on Barlow?
Yeah.
You know, so if do you guys have any more questions you want to ask him or talk about?
I do. I'm just looking at what the recommendations are on it.
What the recommendation from the county looked like it was not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did.
Mike, what's your question about why were we not dividing the commercial in smaller lots? Mm-hmm. First of all, we had to keep everything over 2 acres is what we understood. And we did try and get it divided in half at least. Just thought that would be easier for getting
part. Mm-hmm.
For selling it. And our engineer just advised, he says, you're going to have an easier time pushing it through like this. Because we just want to break our house off and get rid of what we don't use. So that was the plan.
I don't understand, especially with one Barlow, why they want to do anything.
Street,
if well, I don't
yeah, it's just as a rule. That's what they always ask for going in. But
yeah,
we have done waivers before on the landscaping for in front of AMPM. And
I have no problem
terrible
with
hurt.
Waiving.
I mean, it goes back to all these big plants out there trying to push out here, and all of this we'll call it beautification and bushes and shrubs and rock landscaping. All this and. Mm-hmm. No, we're not Vegas. This doesn't need to be here.
Eventually, even though this highway is rural here, eventually it'd be nice to have some kind of plan, but that may be for the future.
Yeah, for the development along 168.
Buyer or whatever they decide. And maybe they could always hold hostage that at the building and zoning, you know, when they actually build something.
Yeah.
They may be able to hold that requirement hostage for that.
So do you want to?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
All right.
To get the words right. I don't want to put it this way. Okay. I make a motion that WS260191 Levitt, Heidi Lewis, and Lane Joseph that we approve the waiver of development standards.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye. You get all that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Then we move on to the next one. Good. So that for that. This is us. Now you're aware just because they approved it, you still have to go to the Board of County Commissioners.
Yeah, that's on the 20th of May.
It would not be a bad idea to contact Commissioner Kirkpatrick's office and see if you can have a talk with her before it comes before the board so that she has an understanding of what it is that you're doing.
Right.
Because to just come in blanket with this without the background like that you just gave us, she's just going to follow the exactly what they're saying.
Right.
So it would be wise to give her a call at her office and
we'll do
see if you can talk, you know, either talk on the phone or
take
something.
These to her. See if you could email them to her.
Yeah.
So she can see everything.
Okay. We'll do. I've got some more copies and so we'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty.
All right.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the maps. We really appreciate them.
Yeah.
And I believe we're still looking for town board member applications.
Yes, we are still looking for town board members. If anybody's interested in an application, I will send you the form. They are going to be compiled. We cannot turn them in until after the primary election because just enough people didn't sign up. But I'm starting to ask now because if I wait until that last minute, we're going to be in the same situation we were last year and have a 4-member board because they advertise it and people just don't see it. Or they see it and they think they're going to do it. So if anybody starts feeling like they're interested, like Mr. McWright there, please tell me and I will send a form off to you. Okay.
Okay, it doesn't look like we have any general business. Do we have any public comments, general comments that of items that weren't on the agenda for this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, our next meeting will be May 12th, 2026, and this meeting is adjourned.
Got it. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Except for they have a certain size they will have to be.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you all.
No problem.
I'm sure those are little trees.
Plant a couple trees anyway, huh?
You know,
sign up for a program to get everyone.
Yeah, that's right. She'll give you a free tree.
He did.
You know what,
Heidi? He did a good. Heidi, he did a good job.
I know you don't want them for that, but if you guys watch when the EDC comes to Vegas, that big scary thing that everybody says, one of the things that they do is they have thousands of plants that they landscape that area with, and they walk away from them, and like 1 or 2 days afterwards, the commissioner has like plant open house, and you can come in and I mean, they just give them away by the truckloads.
Wow.
So if you do, it's, I mean, and they're big, they're small, they're big, all kinds.
Thank you.
Thank you, Olivia. See you tomorrow.
You know, we lived on this side of the hill.
Oh, you know her?
Well, we've been talking because of this, and I asked her if we could, knowing that you guys don't have a projector or anything, I told her, I said, if you could send me that presentation, they can have it, look at it before, and be prepared with any kind of questions.
I'm sorry. I always forget this part.
Yeah.